Hello, I'm Jim Lee with the BBC News. A vast public inquiry in Australia into decades of child sexual abuse at various institutions across the country has made hundreds of recommendations in its final report. They include priests being ordered to report abuse confided to them in the confessional. The report also proposes that the Roman Catholic Church make celibacy among its clergy voluntary. The Royal Commission found that tens of thousands of children had been abused at institutions. The Archbishop of Sydney, Anthony Fisher, said it was essential that the victims of abuse get justice.
I think whatever the cost, we have to address this fully. We have to be ready to give whatever it takes to bring healing and justice and compassion to the victims. And of course, the churches have already been doing this for some time now. There's been processes in place and there's been court judgments and so on. And we know there'll be more of that ahead. And I say that we stand ready to do what is just and compassionate in this area.
European leaders meeting later in Brussels are expected to give the go-ahead for talks on Britain's departure from the EU to move to a second stage. The next steps would be a transition deal followed by talks on trade. From Brussels, here's Kevin Connolly.
It may be Britain's best moment of the Brexit process so far, but Theresa May won't be on hand to enjoy it. EU protocol demands that the UK is not present when leaders of the other 27 member states discuss the negotiations. But the round of applause that greeted Mrs. May's remarks at dinner last night about her personal commitment to a smooth Brexit suggests a profound relief that the process is more or less on track and also a degree of support for Mrs. May herself. The months to come will almost certainly hold further difficulties, but the government should be able to greet today's proceedings here with a sigh of relief.
The Peruvian president, Pedro Pablo Kuczynski, has rejected calls for him to resign over corruption allegations. Speaking after talks with members of his cabinet, Mr. Kuczynski said he would not be intimidated into stepping down by the opposition.
Estoy aquí para dar la cara.
I'm here to face the allegations. I will not run, I will not hide, nor do I have reason to do so. I'm here because you all deserve an explanation, and I have an obligation to give it. I assume all responsibilities for my actions. I'm here to tell you I'm not going to abdicate my honour or my values, nor my responsibilities as president for all Peruvians.
Earlier, a congressional committee said companies linked to the president received millions of dollars from the Brazilian construction company Odebrecht. World News from the BBC.